I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During recent economic crises, the Cuban church struggled against persecution and pressure. But not long after the country finally found some stability, COVID-19 came to the island, and with it, a whole new slew of problems. Local officials are using the pandemic as an excuse to harass local pastors and leaders by barging into their homes. So what does the Cuban church need? Pray that the Cuban church would find relief from the pandemic and persecution. And in southern Russia, three young girls were taken in by their neighbor after their mother wound up in prison. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association says this neighbor already lived in poverty, but through the Christ Over COVID program, a local church was able to bring food. The same thing happened in the country of Georgia, where a retired doctor only had $23 a month to live on. Through Christ Over COVID, the church fed her, and she heard the gospel for the first time. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.